Scott, before we talk about the letter released today, there's some sad news to address. A North Atlantic right whale was found dead off the coast of New York earlier this week, and there is now new information about who that whale was and how it died. So what's the latest?
Yeah, the documentation that we've gathered so far at the beach down off Long Island allowed the New England Aquarium to confirm that the whale is Snake Eyes. That's a 40-year-old animal at minimum. That was last seen badly entangled and alive up in Canadian waters on August 6th. So this is the first and will be the last sighting of that whale since that entanglement this summer.
And that's the ninth confirmed death this year, which seems to perfectly illustrate the problem at hand. But earlier this year, back in April, there seemed to be a glimmer of hope when this large group, the Take Reduction Team, with representatives from fishermen, environmentalists, the full spectrum, actually agreed to some proposed measures to try to better protect right whales. What were some of those major measures?
I would say the main part of that was reduction of end lines. End lines are the buoy lines or the portion of the gear that connects whatever's on the seafloor to a buoy on the surface that marks the gear. And the idea was to reduce end lines by 50% pretty much coast-wide within the range of right whales in this country. And that was a really hard-fought compromise between all parties. We all agreed in good faith to go for that goal of a reduction by 50%. And so we recognized at the Take Reduction Team meeting last spring that, to be fair, you know, all the fishing industries involved in this process would try to make the reductions coast-wide. Realize that here in the state of Massachusetts, fishermen have done quite a bit for this effort. For example, closing Cape Cod Bay, a pretty good embayment with a lot of fishermen in it, during the right whale season. And that same kind of sacrifice hasn't been coast-wide, you know, from Florida all the way up to Maine. And so we wanted to see, and all of us agreed to this, that we all sort of took the brunt of that by 50%, not just some places and not others.
And lobstermen, as we said, were among those represented in that negotiation process. There were five representatives of the Maine Lobstermen's Association that voted for those proposed measures. And it was really hailed for the fact that there was such a consensus about what seemed like pretty dramatic measures to protect right whales. But in recent days, we've seen the Maine Lobstermen's Association withdraw their support for those measures, in part citing flawed data. They're saying not enough information to actually pin this problem on Maine lobstermen. And you have now, along with more than a dozen scientists, responded with an open letter defending that science. So what do we and don't we know about exactly what gear right whales get entangled in?
In 2005, we published a paper on all of the gear that we had removed from humpback and right whales up to that date. And 40% of that gear was lobster gear for right whales. And so it's definitely the single largest amount of fishery that we've pulled off of right whales over the years. But of course, right whales got entangled in just about everything. But to state that lobster is not a significant portion of that would not be correct.
Scott Landry leads the Marine Animal Entanglement Response Program at the Center for Coastal Studies. Scott, thank you.
Thank you.